The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you doing today? You're good? Take a deep breath. Every time I say that, I always go, I don't know why I picture everyone needing to take a deep breath. Maybe because I do. You need to reset yourself. Right? Well, I am on tour right now with Jim Gaffigan, and we are... It's been a lot of fun. It's on the tour bus. It's just... me and him and the tour manager, Justin, and the bus driver, his name is Ricky, and it's been a lot of fun. We're doing it a little different on this tour. Like, usually when I tour with somebody, they like to, right after the show, get on the tour bus, and then we drive all through the night, and then usually end up at our new place very early in the morning. You can finish out your sleep on the bus, or... you know, whatever city we go to, we always get hotels. So you can, like, if the bus pulls into the hotel, you can either finish out your sleep there or get up and go into the hotel room. I would always just finish out my sleep on the bus, wake up at 9 o'clock, then go to the hotel room. But on this tour, we stay in the city at night, which has been nice because we can go out to dinner and there's only one show a night. So after the show, we just go to a really cool place, and we've been going to, like, after dinner to these, like, really cool, you know how I am with, like, atmosphere and everything, to these, like, speakeasies, and they're just these really cool rooms, and I feel like comedy clubs should make their clubs look more like that. Like, that's the look. And really cool. And then we go back to the hotel after we eat, and usually get back to the hotel around, like, you know, 11:30 or no, I mean around 12:30, and then we leave in the morning around. Usually we're on the bus at 10 o'clock, 10:30 at the latest, and then the next city we go to is only like 3 or 4 hours away. But you're on a bus, so you can go lay down in a bunk or take the back living room, and somebody else will be in the front living room. So it's really the most civil, it's not civil, stressless way of travel. It's like, it's so humane. It's so non-jarring. So we've been really enjoying it. And that's it. I'm going to say again, we're still looking for someone if they want to intern on the show. If you live in LA, and basically to, you know, up our social, you know, social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, I just want to shoot a lot more stuff. This podcast studio looks so cool, and I want to be more present on there. So you would just hang out with us every Tuesday when we do the podcast, just like Aaron Simon used to do. So there we go. So today is part two of the last week's podcast with, we spelled Haley's name wrong. Sorry, Haley. Sorry. Did he fix that? It's okay. Haley Spence Brown, and yes, that's right, Jack Hackett. And I think that's it. I hope you're good. I'm in my bunk. They're really cool. Like, they're these pods that are down the side of the tour bus. And then you go in, you have your own little area, your TV, your heating, air conditioning settings, and it's very comfortable and cozy. I even brought my own blanket, so it's real nice in here. And they're very comfortable beds. Very comfortable. This is the same tour bus that Nate Bargatze uses. Same driver Nate uses. His name's Ricky. He's a U.S. Air Marshal. So, you know, we're taken care of in case anyone tries to get us. Attack us. Alright. Well, now I'm just rambling. But I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you for whatever you did. I don't care how teeny it is or how big it is. I'm proud of you. And I hope to see you at a comedy club near you. I'm starting to do dates. And that's it. Aristotle, are you good?
A little under the weather at the moment, but I'm good. Don't worry, I got my negative tests.
You are? All right. Well, I guess we now join the Todd Glass Show already in progress. Bye.
My neighbors think I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Are you?
What's the difference between
I don't think you're having a nervous breakdown. It's just a regular breakdown.
It's just silliness.
The truth.
Remember I said I'd use the word truth? I have a huge fan that I turn on outside. And if I got up and I would just turn it on, I would be relieved. It really does cut the noise tremendously. It's like literally this big. I thought, I'll have a gigantic white noise fan.
Yeah.
And it works.
It works.
It sands the edges off. So I'm going to go do it.
Okay.
I don't want to make edits.
Has it always been truth? Wasn't it?
It was to George Carlin.
Yeah, it was to George Carlin.
Yeah.
And then the truth was the lie, but now truth is truth.
No, it was never truth was never the lie. It was just to George Carlin.
Oh, I swear to God, it was always fake. And I swear to
everything's
George Carlin.
Everything's fake except truth. It used to be to George Carlin. Like,
okay.
If I could go,
okay.
I swear to God. It's because it lets you freeze up comedically all those words that were instinctually trained. Like, you can't swear to God and be lying. But on the show, you just, because I love to be able to go, sometimes the bigger the lie, it's so much fun to go, I swear to you. Look, I might not believe whatever you believe in. And we might have to. But for what it's worth, I mean,
to what I
swear,
believe in,
to
I swear
the
to
God
it.
That governs us. He lived in a gingerbread house until he was 38. That's a true fucking story. I lived
it. His gingerbread parents had let him leave.
I swear to God you can say that. But no. If someone says truth now, the reason I stopped saying it, I don't mind slowly morphing out of it, because on the road, I like to do it even during my live shows. Sometimes a joke needs a setting point of this is the truth. So, but I got this tired of explaining why I say to George Carlin, well, on the podcast once, Daniel Kino said, George Carlin said to Joe Pesci, so we'll say to George Carlin as homage to, who gives a shit? No disrespect to George Carlin, he'd agree. So I just brought it to truth. I'm done with it.
Like
no
it.
More
it's
bullshit.
Clear. We know. It's an indicator.
I agree.
Okay. So let's not. All right. Joe Rogan
this
made me.
This sound doesn't agree.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
I swear to Joe Rogan.
Swear to Joe Rogan. All right,
his
listen.
Experience.
Oh my
Whoa!
God, somebody's here. This is the show I do? All right. No, it's settle, Todd.
Settle.
Oh, settle. Settle.
Take control. I'm serious.
Stop. Settle.
No, seriously, I need somebody. I'm a little high. I need someone. I'm going to go turn the fan on.
Go turn on the fan. We'll
are you guys going to say bad things about me?
Oh, we're going to say.
Aristotle, just cut out the gap.
Only good things. Yeah.
Huh?
No, I don't want to give Aristotle edits.
Oh,
I'm relying on you two
to fill it in with
to fill it in
bad
with
bad stuff about Todd.
Okay, We won't say anything mean about you. Not one mean thing.
You promise?
I promise.
You swear to God?
I swear to the God that governs us.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that means something to me. It really does. It really does mean something to me. Because the God is my witness for whatever you believe, whatever you're back. I don't care, but we all believe it. Look, it's instilled in us. So I hope it means something to you. When I say, I swear to the almighty God that governs us, that could cripple me.
Yep.
Truth.
Right now, cripple me with one snap of his fingers. He could just cripple me. Yep. There's a God. And he could
cripple me. He has fingers.
All he's got to do is, he doesn't even have to snap his fingers. He just blinks and it happens.
Jesus, fuck. You upset our God.
He sounds like a Zeus.
Oh my God, you ain't lying. Shut the front door. Shut the front door.
The whole place is shaking.
Wow, that was close. That was really close.
It struck right next to you. Do you feel any residual like electricity?
I want to relax.
Electrons don't stop moving. We've learned this.
Truth.
They don't stop moving.
Truth.
I'm gonna ask you to sing later. I'm not gonna lie.
Me?
Yes.
All right.
Would you? Do you mind?
We'll
like
do
we
it.
Could go and get a song.
I'm gonna
throw
you up the river one more time. She can yodel.
Yeah, yodel. Please don't be shy on this show. Right. Here's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
And we'll edit this out if you want me to. If you think.
You're good.
But if you really want to do, I'd rather not. But I don't want to make any guest on the show do anything that makes them uncomfortable.
I will do whatever you ask.
You
me
don't
to.
Mind.
I'm a dancing monkey. Yeah.
Oh, good. I love it. See, you're gonna be
actors.
Successful.
No
you
self-respect.
No, you know
no
it's the opposite.
At all.
It's
you can't have it.
It's confidence.
You just cry.
It's hey asshole.
Who, me?
Yeah, you got a problem with
thank
it.
You so much. Oh my God, that's such a compliment.
It's confidence, not in, it's confidence to bare your soul. Sometimes that's not always, sometimes it's things that are deep. Sometimes it's just things that are silly.
Yeah.
She opens up her heart to me and you have the nerve. You're lucky I don't come over there and give you the old 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wow, you can count that high. Congrats.
You know what? I'm going to you say one more little sarcastic thing to me, and let me tell you something. I'm telling Art 19, and they will have HR crawling up your ass.
Oh, good. It's so big. They can fit anything up there now.
All right. I'm going to play this because it calms me. All right.
Chelsea.
So anyway, back to, it was something we were talking to you.
Fan,
oh.
You got to do the fan.
I'm going to do the fan. You two
won't
are gonna
do anything. To offend you in post.
Okay.
But we
don't say I smell. That's the
only thing
I'm paranoid about.
You don't smell. You
think
smell great.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Truth. I smell very good. And when people don't comment on it, I really wonder if they have a problem with their senses. Because I'll be at one club 80% of the time when I go somewhere. People say, you smell good. Hey, I found something that smells like clean soap and I stuck with it for 30 years.
It smells like clean soap, but it does not work.
It's called Gendarme.
Gendarme?
What? That's what the guy who invented it, who's a record producer. I went to Nordstrom's once. It's not like it's a fancy thing. It's not that expensive for colognes. And the woman goes, oh, this is the only cologne that should exist. And I go, why do you say that? I'm already buying it. You know, I was like, I believed her. She was just a warm, I don't know if it's important that she was older, but she was an older woman and really warm. And she just spoke very manufactured. She goes, he owned a record studio and he got tired of people coming in with their smells. So he just wanted to invent something that smelled like soap and water. And she goes, I think he did a good job. I go, that's why people don't say I like your cologne. A lot of people don't know what it is. They go, you smell clean. To me, that's the fact. That's what's the winning on this.
Yep.
You smell clean.
Clean smells are the best smells.
I always
they
like
are.
When
it
I
could
shake
be a fabric
hand.
Softener even. You're not sure what it is. Yeah. But it's not, it's not, a, it's not, it's very, smells just like soap, like ivory almost. Just like clean.
I was like, when I shake your hand and whatever the cologne is, I take home with me. I'm like, oh, nice. Now I smell good.
Thank you. Some people, they think they want to have their own idea. Are there smells that come close? Yeah. You know what's beyond? Women. Well, is this going to be? I don't want to say something that's not sexist.
Here's the difference between men and women.
No, just because it's positive doesn't mean it. Even if things are positive, that doesn't mean that you need to be breaking people down by. But I find it like with traditional smells. Men's colognes are much more annoying than a woman that might be over perfumed, but still smells like pretty good. Like there's something like it just smells clean. It walks by. Would I want to be around it? Maybe if it's too much at your workplace, but when they walk by me, if okay, so I'm not. But a guy sometimes that smells like
Yeah, some it colognes are just rank.
Dirty.
It smells damp.
Yeah.
It depends on the cologne. Speaking for all women, I feel like...
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here from me as the representative. I think men's cologne, I just like the smell of it better than women's. Whoa. Women's smells too sweet sometimes. Whoa. But I also wear more masculine scents.
And Old Spice.
We
Old
shouldn't Spice, have categories. Yeah. That's what this show does. We break down categories. You wear what you want.
We have no genre. We go in the news category, comedy category, sports.
You know, if we keep evolving, I hope we do. We go so slow. We want. Sometimes it seems like we're going fast, but we're going pretty slow. But at least we're going right direction. But I realized I wanted to stop asking if somebody... I still do. I'm not going to claim that I'm somewhere that I'm not. I can know where I want to be and probably where things will go. I want to know somebody was an original... Were they born a boy? Were they born a girl? And I go, well, because you certainly... I have admiration for anybody that defines their true self. So why do I care? And I asked myself, why do you care? And I'm trying to care less. And I thought, I can imagine in 30 years... It won't matter as much.
Yeah.
To you know, we'll just all be. It won't matter as much. So it seems like. Yeah. Well, how else could we go? Doesn't that seem like a logical place where we'll end up if we evolve?
Hope so. I think we'll probably get there. I feel like it's.
Yeah, I think in our time we'll definitely get there. Well, that's one thing.
The fact that like people of our parents' generation and beyond like can call, I don't know, can accept it is cool.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
I don't know,
our generation's already like we might still be like, hey, like it's weird, but it's like all right, I'm fine. I don't have a problem with it. It's just like it is weird to wrap your head around sometimes, yeah. But
it's hard to understand. You have to have interest
in any form.
Yeah, which what say that again?
I'm not against it.
Right. Well, some people are.
Some people are for sure.
Oh, I played something on the show last week from Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I won't repeat it, but I thought it was very powerful. And his main question was where the person that's sort of denying it, and having trouble with it. Going, my problem is where you're going with this. And I go, thank God he asked that to him, too. Well, what's his name? Ben Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going
with this?
He
was talking with Ben Shapiro?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was the first time I ever heard. He goes, listen, science is, these are people are here. They are real.
Yeah.
And to study them is science. And to learn from them and express, not for you to deny that. What do you, and that's to me the brilliance of where are you going with this? Yeah. Outside of sports, why does it matter? May pretend you really even give a shit about that. Outside of sports, he goes,
nobody should care.
Yeah, why does it fucking matter?
Yeah,
it
shouldn't matter there either.
It doesn't affect you. It doesn't fucking affect you.
It's scary when you don't know
something.
Well, I get scared too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm scared of me.
No,
all right, listen. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go turn that fan on. I didn't bring that all up. I talk about enough shit. I can have a silly show. I don't got to get social. But what made us back into that?
I have no idea.
Well, you get me started, Hackett. You think this show? I think this show's going great.
I got you off the rails.
I got myself off the rails. I just want to make sure you two are having a good time.
Oh, a blast.
Yeah, a great time.
Yeah.
I don't want, because you know what's going to happen?
Who are you pointing
at? One of these guys that does the board over here is going to listen to the show. They're going to go, oh, how Todd do without me? It could be an array of people.
Oh, we miss the board guy for sure.
Absolutely.
Is that what you wanted?
Oh, my. No, we don't.
We don't miss him. Okay.
Do me a favor. Is this embarrassing?
I don't actually miss him.
Can I? Is this embarrassing? I'm going to edit this out and then make myself look like the good guy in case they listen. But I want to sort of get the word to them that they don't matter. So can you two really like go, it's better without them?
Okay, and then you'll like defend them?
I'll defend them.
Okay.
Is that sheep in me?
Oof. No, it's fine.
But I want them to hear the truth.
Anyway, so set us up with the question.
Okay, so we'll just come in. Aristotle right here. Well, let me tell you something. One of the guys is not here next to me right now. You know, one of the guys that usually does the music. We have like, it could be Duncan, it could be Max, of course.
You mean the dead weight that hangs out in here?
The guys that do the board, that do the drops and sometimes score the show. I think they do a beautiful...
They don't say anything.
They don't say anything. Haley's listening to episodes. They don't do anything. They're useless. Like,
oh, you think those guys are just useless?
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't know if they're useless. They're looking at their TikToks, looking at their bank statements.
No, it's actually... Well, listen... I appreciate it. I'm going to defend them a little. I think when they score the show beautifully, it sounds silly, but you can add a lot of layers to the show sitting over there behind that soundboard. I'm surprised you don't. I'm not saying we can't do a show without them, but you think it's.
Yeah, I'm shallow, so I don't.
Yeah.
You think it's just shit?
You think it's shit what they do?
I think it's shit because they're always cutting me off.
Right. You don't have. I'm done with bird on the board because you know you're right. We already, I talk a lot. When I'm not talking, the guests should be able to talk. Then you get this other person involved. The guest starts, you feel animosity and it's
not
them.
That's right. I'm tired of always being cut off. I'm always...
Sorry, that wasn't even the joke that it ended up being. And it came in too loud. Forgive me, Father Five Sim. What were you saying?
I'm just so tired of just always being cut off when right when I'm about to make a point.
I'm not going to do it because it's not fair. I would be like you with the hot washcloth. You're upset about something. I can tell it's eating away at you. I should go do that fan.
We've been talking about it for like the majority.
Do you want to take a break when I get back from doing the fan, and then we'll all take a break if we have to go to the bathroom?
Should we take a break before the fan?
Oh, we could just make it. No. I'm going to go turn the fan on.
You
want to
leave, come back, then take a break.
Yeah,
okay, sounds good.
Because you know why? Because then we squeeze one more bit in.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And I'll be back.
Okay. Don't take too long. Whoa, did he shart as he stood up? I think he's going to be got a lot longer.
Yeah.
He's wearing white shorts. There's just a huge brown streak going.
He doesn't smell clean
anymore at all. Oh, God. Yeah. That cologne is not covering up whatever just came out of him.
Very stinky in this tiny space.
It's overflowing in his shoes.
I feel like the one thing he told us not to do was make fun of his smell.
No, but then he...
But he used the truth in front of me.
This is the truth. Like he's
shot himself.
Oh! Hey. What's up, stinky butt?
Let's stop.
Okay.
And really focus.
I'm focused.
On life. And what we're doing here, we have an hour left. We have 55 minutes left.
Okay.
We have to think, why are we here? Am I servicing you guys well? Do I know more about you than when you came in here?
I think you do,
I think
yeah.
So.
Well, Jack... Not with you, I don't.
You knew enough.
Oh, you're right.
You knew plenty.
So let's just have a good time. Hey, what's in the news, if you don't mind if I ask?
What's in the news? Google News?
Yeah,
what's in Google News?
In Google News, OCB again.
Whoa.
I know, it's a day of Google News.
Trending.
Yeah, trending. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo, virgin, and come in a full line of sizes, both booklets and cones. It's pretty impressive.
Cones?
No GMOs, no chlorine, no dyes, and OCB papers.
No chlorine? So, who would put chlorine in paper?
I know. It's like when you smoke it, all that bad stuff stays out of you.
Holy crap. I'm just looking at another.
Never know how much I love you.
Unlike most other brands, they buy their paper from a third party.
When
OCB oversees the entire papermaking process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands.
I think we got something here, me and you. Three of us. We could be the Todd Glass trio.
Ooh.
All right. So I think we should take a break.
Okay. All
right.
Because then we could... Now, could I play a song during the break?
You could.
Let me see if I could find something. I thought of the guy's name that sent us in music out of nowhere the other day. And now I... forgot it again. Right, hold on. Let me find something. We're in no hurry.
No hurry.
I find out a lot of times I'm the only one in a hurry. Like when I'm looking for something, you're the only one in a hurry.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
every time
I go
to the mall, I feel like I'm in a hurry and nobody else is.
Right. Yeah. Just slow down. What do you...
It's like,
I don't know why. Every time I'm in like a comedy show, I'm like, oh, this is to wrap up soon.
Me too.
Because I'm like, well, why? I'm here. I have nothing after this. Why am I waiting for it to end? And I'm enjoying it.
God, that's so funny because I'm
really
trying
weird to
snap myself out of it. I want to be around comedians. I have a great time around comedians. But like I'll go do like, let's say, Bar Lubitsch.
Yeah.
You know, I do the Jetpack show. And when I do stay, I always have a great time. But my instincts are, I'll go in first. I got to get out of here. And I'm not going anywhere. It's different if I am going.
You blocked
somewhere
off all your night for this.
Right.
Why is there this pressure to be like, oh, shit, I got somewhere to be.
Yeah.
You won't. And I don't believe it's because you end up not having fun. If that's a different story. But if you that's not the story with me. When I end up staying and committing, I have a great time.
Same with concerts. I'm like, oh, God, when's this going to wrap
up?
It's like, it's my favorite band. I've been waiting a year for this thing to happen. Why am I like, oh, God, when's this going to end?
A long one. Yeah.
So anyway, Jeremiah Watkins, I saw this song. I was like, I really like it. I mean, I wish you saw it visually. It looks beautiful.
Oh, this is good.
I couldn't imagine doing what you just did to me. Couldn't imagine living my life so negatively. So I let her roll on my back and say, say, la vie. The only person in my life in charge of me is me.
Cause in life we only have so many trips around the sun. Make every day count and leave some room for fun. You gotta have fun. Oh, you gotta have fun. Oh, you got to have some fun.
There you go, a little taste of it. It's good. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the video. It's great.
I think that's that. Oh, that made me think. Why don't you? You have some creation in you, even if it's 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to think of. Like, that's what the specific of it was, and it started from Bo. And this was a real to me. Like, you don't have to take on such a big thing. That's what I always tell when I'm think motivating somebody. This is a great example. It doesn't have to be an hour thing. He did 3 minutes, something fucking creative that probably took so much work for him to do that, but it fucking paid off. It's so fucking cool.
I remember he, in the caption or whatever on Instagram, he's like, this is actually just more of a serious song. It's not like a comedy song or anything. I was like, oh, that's great.
Right? I'm jealous.
You don't have to fit into this mold of just like, oh, I can do funny shit. You're like, oh, you can actually just write a genuine song that's good.
Yeah.
And it turned out great, and, you know, why not?
You know who that reminds me of? Like, a lot of people want to be... Oh, they were popular. They still have their audience and their following. But around 15 years ago, I think, they did a lot of songs. Oh, I'm not going to be able to think about
it. Is it Wham?
Watch your fucking mouth. I'll come right over there and slap you silly.
I wish you would.
Oh, I wish I could think of them. Anyway.
I bet it was Wham.
It's a compliment.
Wham.
Hold on. I want to see if we have anything else I want to play.
Scary Pockets. That's my recommendation. Scary Pockets.
Wait, how do I know them?
I played you a bunch of their covers.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, I think I put there's like a 20. There should be like a 20-minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love them. They're on my board. The music I play as people are either being
leaving.
Yeah. I wanted some good. I said, give me some good music. Yeah, it's very positive. I really like it.
Room saying good morning, blondes and brunettes.
Oh, no, never mind.
Good morning,
everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
No, she's a smart person. I just don't feel like being serious. No, no, she's fine. I don't know her.
She went from she's smart to she's fine.
No, I meant it's fine to there's no rules against joking. Okay.
Gotta have fun. Oh.
Here's something I think people need to hear, and then we're going to go on with the show.
Okay.
You know what?
You can miss a person every day and still be glad that they're no longer in your life.
There you go. So that's important to know sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes it means you should reunite, but not always. Okay. So let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back in. I like to go in for the close with 40 minutes. That way you have plenty of time. And we're going to don't think you snuck out of getting a song. I want you to sing something that you might have fun singing. Now I'm going to take a picture, truth.
Okay.
Because that just means I will do an honest edit here. Sometimes when I say I'm editing, I'm not going to edit. All this part, I'm leaving in Aristotle. All the part...
The coordination of the cut is staying
The coordination in. Of the cut stays in. You want to say hi to Aristotle? He's right. He gets his shit all over, you know? Around these cuts, he's always lurking around like a fish trying to
get
some...
He's the only sound guy I like.
He's the only sound guy I like. Aristotle's more than a sound guy. He is just a wonderful human being, and I know he listens to this, and he deserves to hear it. I miss you. When are you coming back? What did I ever do to you? I make him feel bad. That's my goal, Aristotle, to make you feel bad. If you're not crying, I ain't flying. Now, what are you going to play during the break? What are you going to play during the break?
What are you going to play, Tom?
What are you going to play?
I don't know.
Come on, pick something.
Is this work? I mean, I want to give him something to make it easy.
Miss a person every day and still be glad that they're no longer in your life.
All right, that's not what I want to play.
Well,
I
think it's good advice.
It's no,
really good advice.
But I want to give
us. Is it advice or is it a fact?
I want to give him something.
What would that fall under?
Most good advice you need to hear. What are you saying?
I just said I felt like it was something a therapist would tell you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it says it's okay, and you don't have to have hatred in your heart for somebody to realize they're better not in your life. Matter of fact, the more real it is, probably the more you'll talk about it in an intelligent way instead of tell this horrible story every time somebody goes, why don't you talk to blah, blah, blah anymore? You know, you ever hear people that beat and they tell you the story? Even if the story's true, you don't need to be retelling it. And I don't know how true it is. But they said even if it is true, you don't get it.
I like that philosophy.
What?
I like that philosophy.
Someone, you know what, a friend, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, he's a doctor now, but he's a friend of mine that we had to call him almost Dr. Kevin Sousa because legally he couldn't, but he would answer questions on the show. And I said, what do you do when you have somebody in your life? And if, God forbid, you thought about this, they died, would you feel like, well, he goes, well, if it's something to put on water under the bridge, okay, well, but if it, that's something to be discussed. But if it isn't, if you've made an educated decision that this person in your life, just don't go telling mean stories about them. He's the one who gave me that. He goes, you know, when their name comes up, tell the good stories. And that way, God forbid something happens. God forbid. You're going to have emotions, but they're going to be a lot different than as if you just spent the last 7 years telling everyone the awful story, the bad part of the relationship. So when the good stories come up, don't be shy to talk about it. Go and reference that person and tell the positive, and that way, God forbid that happens, there you go. That's, what happened doesn't need to be told. Unless you're having the most intimate of intimate conversations, which I do sometimes with people, and they do ask me, and then I'll tell them the details of it. Mm-hmm. But even that isn't mean-spirited.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Fuck that shit.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Nobody knows. Shh.
I was just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kind of used to staying there. But out of the blue, I fell for you. Now you're lifting me up instead of holding me down. Stealing my heart instead of stealing my crown. Untangled all the strings around my wings that were tied. And I didn't know him and I didn't know me. Cloud nine was always out of reach. Now I can pin it and it feels like to fly.
Forgot the words.
Any
butterflies.
Did you know? And do you mind I was recording?
Oh, I did not know.
Oh, wait, exactly. You were recording that?
Well, Jack, you sound like you knew.
Oh, what the
heck? Well, we took a break, and I came back, and I did start recording. Because it sounded so... I loved it, anyway.
Casey Musgraves, man. She writes some good songs.
Who is that again?
Casey Musgraves. She's a really funny country singer, too. She's got some funny songs, some serious songs. I love her. Jack loves her.
I love her, yeah.
I like to learn. Can you send me some of their music? It's the best way to learn about new music. Just
Absolutely.
Ask.
Yeah.
Just ask.
She's great.
Vinny, my ex, is in Denver, and he went to a big music festival where Orville Peck is there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's doing some... Oh, what's the other? He's singing with a guy named Paul something. They started a band called the Unrighteous Brothers. It's just like they do certain stuff together. But they do a cover of You Lost That Love and Feeling. Oh. Whether you love it or not, you'll love it after you hear their cover of it. You probably love it anyway. And then Baby, Baby, I Get Down on My Knees for You. You Don't Love Me. But the both of them have these like voices that you go, oh, that's what envelop means.
There you go.
You know what that word means, but then when you see it, you go, oh, that's what envelop means. Because whatever it means, I know when two people are singing and it circles you and makes you feel good and cry and overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Next time Jack and I will practice a song and we'll make it happen.
No, we're going to do a song, right? Let's pick a song. Look, because I don't want to put you on the spot, but if I don't do it now, I'll forget about it. We have the lighting is sexy as fuck in here. Mm. We have hot, delicious pizza and cinnamon bread on the way.
It's coming. It's on its way.
And I don't want to ruin the vibe, but I wanted to check in with the news.
With the news. Yeah.
Make it sexy. I mean, we got to make the news sexy.
We're going to make the news sexy. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper making process.
Eat that mic.
Oh yeah, we're gonna eat that mic.
I didn't mean to make it sound like that, but it's OCB, baby.
It's OCB. We want to eat it. OCB oversees the entire paper making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you said in Iceland that they use OCB. It means
at least
something.
That's what we used when we were there.
Let me tell you something. I've heard that story many times.
Yeah. it was by far the best paper that they sold. So.
Well, because it has something to do with them being green is probably why. Mm-hmm. Look, a paper's got to do the job of a paper, whatever you're using that paper for. But it also has to do with, okay, now as have people treated the earth with respect that make this product? And the answer is yes with OCB. We love you, OCB. OCB, you're like a parent to me. I don't need my mom and dad. So,
who needs them? We got rolling paper.
When we have OCB, who's been very sweet to this show, and we just want to say that without you, you know.
The best thing to roll.
Could you ad lib a song about OCB? I'm kidding. What's a karaoke song we could pull up, or something we could pull up? And look, you can tap out anytime you want. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but go. I think I could have some fun with this song. The both of you, or just you, whatever you two decide, we could do both. I don't know why I'm yelling, but let's take time. Nobody's in a hurry. Sometimes you think, I got to think of something. No, we don't. We could take 5 minutes sitting here going, well, maybe this or maybe that. There's no hurry. That's going to ruin your fun if you think there's a hurry. So with that said, you could also go, I don't even want to do it at all.
No, well, Jack pimped me out earlier to yodel, and there is a good yodeling song.
There is. Let's do it. You'll commit.
I'll commit.
I got to make my commish.
It's called the Yodeling Blues, and I bet you can find a karaoke
Can
version.
I spotlight you?
Yeah.
Is that too bright?
It was bright.
How's that? Is that better?
It's much better.
Hold on. Is that too bright?
If I look away, it's great.
No, I don't want it to. Hold on. How about that?
Great.
Oh, that looks cool.
Why don't we do this a video?
Okay.
Yodeling in the studio. Well, I'll
film it.
But hold on. Will you?
Yeah.
All right. Take your time. You get your camera out. I don't want you to be nervous,
are we
though.
Are like a track with it, or am I just going?
No, we're gonna put it. We're gonna. Okay. Oh yeah, I'll give you
a
track.
Like a karaoke track.
No, I'm gonna give you a karaoke. Tell me what I could find. Yeah. Jack, come over here and help me find something. No, I got it.
Sorry, Jack.
We're fine. What did Jack? What happened?
I hit him with my chair.
Jack's coming over here to help me. Okay, so we're on our. We're gonna go to YouTube. That's right, YouTube.
And it's called the Yodeling with an apostrophe after Yodeling.
Jack, I'm gonna have you do it.
Okay. By the Wilkinsons.
Okay, Jack Hackett is over here. This is a fun show. A lot of times I'd be at the end of the night, we'd be eating pizza, and I go, I wanted you to do the yodeling thing. And I'm serious, you know what I mean? Not that specifically, but anything with a guest.
That you mentioned
a thing
forgot.
That I mentioned. It doesn't have to be yodeling, so you don't think I'm lying. But a lot of times it does involve singing, because I'm always like, I want to ask a guest to do it, because they may mention sideways that they sing or it'll come out. Okay. I go, wait, you were in a band? What did you do? And they go, I sang. I go, So with you, you're...
Hold on.
We're fine.
Toddler Haley.
Do you want me to turn this around and give you the...
I think I know it, but we can try.
All right, here's what I like to do.
I'm sorry.
If you get anything wrong, we won't know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I like to set it up. Now, Jack, can you go over there
I was going to start on the video and then come out.
Well, I'll tell you why. I wanted to give it a sense of, like, can you give me some tambourine? Remember, this is all people are listening. I want to give it a sense there's a band getting ready. Hit me on the drums a little, you know? Yeah. Like, I want to set the tone. Yeah. Yeah, you know how to, like... Yeah. There we go. Yeah, you hear the music in the background. It's people know, oh, this is a real...
They're sitting down at their instruments. Yeah,
exactly. You get it.
I get it.
Thank
Live
you.
Show feeling.
Here we go.
Okay.
Give me a...
Give you what?
A little tambourine.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Did we start?
Oh, yeah, let's restart.
Sorry.
No. Let's get a little more noise on the tambourine. Okay. A little more noise.
I'll tell you when it comes in.
Okay. I hear it now.
It's all right. We'll leave this in for the podcast audience, but for this video, we're going to make it tight as fuck. I don't care if
Hell
we do
yeah.
fuck. This is a rehearsal that we're letting the podcast audience sit in on.
It's
you
exciting.
Might want to do it a third time. And guess what?
We're gonna...
It's beautiful. We're okay. No hurry at all. We're just having fun.
Thanks, Todd.
And if you do it, if you go, I think I could do it again. We'll do it again, but okay. Now let me give me a little. Can you hand me that tambourine?
Yeah.
Let me give
you this easier.
It makes it really sound like it's in the room. I wish. You know what? I'm not being lazy. I said I wasn't going to be lazy. I'm getting up.
Oh shoot!
This does not have to be in the video. I'm not asking.
Todd's walking over to the drum kit. He's got a cymbal with the chimes.
He's moving.
Oh, he's got a drumstick in it. Oh, this is professional.
He's getting in it.
Because it does. It makes it seem like. When you hear, hold on.
There you go.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Elixir.
Picture it's dark. Picture you hear. You said the musicians are coming out. They're getting comfortable with their.
They're getting comfortable, setting up, checking on their different types of drums. It makes a sound. It's good stuff.
Everybody, wow, that was so much fun. Is that fun to do?
It is fun. It's a little low for me.
It's a little low for you. And who was the guy singing? I felt like we should have started. I thought, well, why is he singing?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's usually in a key a little bit higher so you can hit those yodeling notes.
You want to
do it in your key?
It's Adelaide yodel low. It's easier to
go. Let me hear
that. Yeah.
The
Adelaide Yodelo, let he delete her does.
There
a lot of breaking. Adelaide.
Yeah, screw that karaoke version with the.
That was a. So that was. I'm embarrassed that Jack.
Other people singing in a two keys down.
I'm embarrassed that Jack picked that one. I trusted him, and he ambushed you.
I wanted you to fail.
You think it's funny, Jack? You
not know, really.
One day, one of your jokes that you play amongst your friends is going to cost you a friendship. If you heard,
it's already happened.
I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you what Haley was saying about you while you were on the phone ordering the pizza. You're going to cry and feel bad for your behavior because truth, she was really saying some sweet things. Now I get it. I'm not meaning truth in the sense that she was, but that's not my purpose to use that against you to make you feel bad. I know that we're in a bit right now, and I'm referencing the real life when we were talking about you.
Doesn't feel so like a
why don't you shut your fucking mouth or come over there and hit you over the head with a stick?
I wish you would.
I wish I wouldn't.
Whoa.
Are you? Yes, I sing.
The train whistle is a nice touch. Very country song.
What's a song?
Oh, shit. Just happened? The cymbals are falling.
What's a song that we could all do together?
That's a great question.
God bless America.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if that's.
We got to make it up
we
to
you. We know a lot of country music if you know any country music.
What's but a good country song that we
drinking
do?
Problem?
Do drinking problem.
Do drinking problem.
Drinking problem?
Yeah, by do Midland? Drinking problem. Do oh. Drinking problem karaoke.
Oh, yeah, I'll sing some harmony.
Okay, well, then hold on. There. I got to talk into the mic. I forget sometimes. You can't forget to talk into the mic. That's the number one sign that a show is going into the shitter. Why is that even important for me to say? Well.
Because your show's not going in the show.
No, my show isn't.
Or
my
you do Boot, fine. Scoot, and Boogie.
Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. You know that
something
one?
Nice
boot,
on
Scoot,
the
and Boogie.
Yeah, do Boot,
you
Scoot,
boot, scoot and Boogie.
Yeah, do Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
All our papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Well, that's unnecessary.
The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. ToddGlass.com/Amazon. French Kiss Mother Nature with OCB. Keep your harmony on high with OCB. The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers. All our papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. French Kiss Mother Nature with OCB. All our papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Fuck Rory Scovel. All our papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Fuck Rory Scovel. All our papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Fuck Rory Scovel.
What about this beat? Could you find some ba-boom, boom, boom, bing, 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 boom, 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 bing, 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 boom, 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 ba-boom, boom, boom, bing, 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 bing.
By the way, you'll enjoy this more truth. Here's when truth is. This is me really calling, leaving a message for somebody in the band to see if they could come up with a rhythm like this for me to walk on the stage. They thought it was funny. They sent it back to me and said, why don't you share this with your audience?
So, what about this beat? Could
now
you find
reverb
some ba-boom, boom, boom, bing, 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 boom, 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 bing, 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 boom, 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 ba-boom, boom, boom, bing, 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 bing. Ba boom ba boom bing ba bing bang ba boom ba ba bing ba boom ba boom boom ba boom boom ba boom boom.
French Kiss Mother Nature with OCB.
Oh. All right.
I want a French Kiss Mother Nature.
Oh, God.
Keep your harmony on high with OCB.
Thank you. You so know so much about it. Can I ask you a question? I swear to God, how do you know all this stuff without? Swear to God, I mean, you could take pictures. I swear, on the you don't have any notes in front of you.
Mm-mm. We just know a lot.
It's crazy.
We
news
went to
on
college.
The Rialto, dude. News
what?
On the Rialto.
You're from. Where is the Rialto? How could I not ask that before?
I think you did, and I you think did. We didn't know.
We didn't know.
Well, let's Google
it's
it.
It's Italian.
It sounds like a hotel.
Right? It's
Massimo.
Somewhere.
Mama?
Yes. I think it's just like news
Papa,
on the street.
Papa.
Word on the street fine, is what? News on the Rialto is.
Yeah, let's find out. Come on.
Oh, good.
Hey,
for
Siri, that. What's Rialto mean? A city in southwestern California west of Bernardino.
Massimo.
An island in Venice, Italy that contains the old mercantile quarter of medieval Venice.
That's probably the one.
The Rialto Bridge, completed in 1591, crosses the Grand Canal between Rialto and San Marco Islands. There we go.
That makes sense. Shakespeare
it's an island.
That one. And a city in California.
It's true. He knew about Sandberg.
And now!
Take a mid-mat mop and a brim-bram broom and a bim-clam booty, a bim-bam boom, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight.
All right, enough with that. How's everybody? Do you have anything? Could I give you, like...
Bim, bam, bam.
I have an idea. What would you do if you own? Can you give Haley the phone?
Okay.
Now, what do? You own a supermarket, and you want everyone out of there. It's 15 minutes to closing.
Oh shoot! I unplugged it.
It's okay. I'm gonna gives me a chance to get the volume
okay,
up.
Good.
Okay, you're good. You got yours.
Phone's
let me hear
back
you
on the hook.
Talk away from your regular thing, so it sounds better. You know,
so
it sounds more
better.
Fake.
Yeah, it sounds more on the phone.
Exactly.
Better at it.
So you own a supermarket. And you're trying to get people out of there. It's 15 minutes. No, it's however you want to be. Are you crazy? All I tell you is you own the supermarket. You could be whoever you are, but you want people out of there in 15 minutes. Because you know when they go, folks, we'll be closing, and people still linger. It's like two of, and they're out. If you're not in line at three of, so you don't. I'm not giving you any more direction. But you want people out of there. You could be crazy. You could be mean. You could be whoever you are. You own the supermarket. You're the owner. You're getting on the PA at night.
Folks, I got a bottle of wine and a vibrator waiting for me at home. We need you out of here in 15 minutes so that I can have my night that I planned. I have a bubble bath. It's a waterproof vibrator, in case you were wondering. It is a great, great investment. I would recommend every single person gets them. I've in fact stocked them on aisle 3.
This is a little weird.
Please get the fuck out after you purchase
them. Oh, God, I've never been treated that to talk to.
I'm sorry I said the fuck word, but I was thinking about vibrators.
This is the owner.
It's all in the same
you didn't think
round.
Of it. Yeah,
it seems like
together,
most
yeah.
people are running out of the store, so I think this has been decent.
You don't want the fuck we've been saying.
Who
tells
us to get the fuck out of the store?
Stop talking about me behind my back.
No one's talking about you. We were. You heard us. It's because you're so mean.
You have loudspeakers. We didn't know you had loud microphones in the macaroni aisle.
I know. I need to.
Is there a job you'd want to do, like, or own something? Would you ever, is there something like a restaurant or a something if you had a lot of money that you'd go, me, by the way, it would probably be maybe a restaurant, I don't know. But is there something if you had a ton of money, your store you'd want to open?
I would have a horse barn.
You would?
So many horses.
And then you just get, the way you don't feel, you go get abused horses and give them a beautiful life.
You're much kinder than I am. I'm like thinking those $1 million fancy
million
ones.
Dollar Arabians.
It's a business, like, idiot.
Yeah. Hey, watch your mouth. I'll come over there and choke the living shit.
Dr. Drew makes money from these drug addicts. Actually, I think he does.
I wouldn't mind having a gentle. They call it a gentleman's farm.
Ooh.
And that's like where you have.
Sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, wait, what is that? Because a gentleman's club, there's nothing.
Is it inappropriate? I don't know. No, you're right. Okay. But it means like you don't really, you know. But I always, you know, like to at least if you have animals, you give them a good life, and they had no other choice. I don't like seeing on TikTok people with pet tigers and monkeys, and no one's saying anything. These are come on, we've you
They're
know
all 14. I feel like all the people on TikTok and
no,
no,
no, no, no, no.
Okay.
Oh shit!
Oh, pizza's here.
Wow, that scared me.
Me too.
Should we screenshot? Aristotle probably cut this out.
Please cut out the Domino's and maybe the first half of that karaoke.
Yeah, Aristotle, just cut out the karaoke. Don't listen
just
to Todd.
Like,
just cut it.
The
just
karaoke that's in the
you can maybe even cut the whole bit. Who knows?
The whole bit was a lot.
I took a screenshot of witnesses. Listen, I just took the screenshot. I just took. Listen to the before part and cut that out. Don't listen. You know he's insane. Don't leave
Don't
any of this
leave
in.
This in, please.
This isn't a bit. I'm texting Todd.
I'm going to get fired by...
I'm going to get fired from a job I'm not getting paid for.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay. I'm texting Todd the picture.
Now, were you guys filling in for me?
Oh.
Yeah, I texted... You know I took a picture and texted Aristotle.
Did you really?
Well, I texted you the picture. Did. Well, because it's lame.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Now, no one can hear you right now.
Grab a slice and then we'll finish?
I'll wait till we're done.
I'll probably wait till we're done, but you go for it.
Go in, Todd.
You, Todd.
Well, you didn't get high like me.
It's true.
It's true.
I also have this Invisalign I have to take out if I want to do anything fun.
That makes all eating interactions. And
oh, yeah. I can't be a cash eater anymore.
What did you talk about while I was gone?
That we should cut all this out.
No. Let's leave it in.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I
told Aristotle not to listen to you and just to cut it out.
Well, he won't edit it until I send him a picture.
Well, I took a picture and sent it to you, so I hope to God you're not going to send it, are you?
Truth, I won't.
Be a whole section of us just.
Well, actually, we said the N word a lot, so you have to cut it out.
You have to cut it. And the R word and.
R word, the fuck word.
The fuck word. The C.
By N word, it means no.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair.
Mm. So good.
All this should go. Aristotle cut it all.
This is a double episode, so it has to be jam packed with fun.
It's true. Have you noticed? This is an observation I've made recently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That if you replace the N word in rap songs with the word amigo, it always fits. 100% of the time.
And it sounds nicer.
And it sounds way nicer. You're making friends.
That's true. Hey, friend.
And you feel good as a white person.
Listen. Oh, my dear Lord. I'm going to smoke a little and go in for the clothes.
All right.
We support it.
I want to know something, though.
Okay.
Jack, you never had any teachers that inspired you, I've noticed.
You didn't ask me.
Exactly. You're very smart. I wanted to trick you into being me to say something that wasn't fair to see if you defend yourself. Because you want to be nice, but you also want to defend yourself. So I'm very proud of you. That was a test, and I knew what I was doing.
Oh, good. I studied for that.
Who was your teacher?
High school film teacher, James Jackson.
You had a film class in high school?
They made it essentially for me because I was the one that really wanted to do it. They had one film class, and then obviously it's what I wanted to do. Yeah. So they just kept making film classes for me. And then all these other kids are now taking film classes too. So James Jackson let me make a bunch of things. Let me do whatever the hell I wanted. I appreciate it. Now I'm at USC. Or was that you? I went to USC. Now I'm out. Now I'm working the industry. I'm on the Todd Glass Show. So thank you, James. You got me into college, and you
remember him. And does he think he has any idea that he let you left you? You he?
Yeah, we still text.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And where does he? And he still teaches?
Mm-hmm. He still teaches film.
And he knows. Oh, that's good because you know he's probably proud of you.
Probably.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
He should be.
Gives me a lot of shit, but I think it's because he thinks I can take it. I can't. You may not hear that. I can't take it.
The Lord would only give ye. So here's what I wanted to say.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Mm.
Well, thank you. So the other night we had a special night. We thought we'd open with this, and we're probably going to close with it. And then we're going to think of a sing-along.
Yep.
We're going to talk about this, and then we're going to end with a sing-along. We're going to eat some pizza. So we went and saw
Tom Kenny and the High Seas.
Yes.
At the Farmer's Market at the Grove.
See him.
Explain what it is.
So Tom Kenny, for everyone who doesn't know, is the voice of SpongeBob and Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life. And he was on Mr. Show. Obviously, SpongeBob's the biggest influence there for probably my generation. And so he has a full, like, almost like a 10-piece
like a 13-piece with
not
backup singers.
Saxophone, trumpets, drums, keyboards. Yeah, three backup singers.
And they all wearing matching sailors.
Yeah, yes. all in sailor caps and like sequin things.
With amazing voices. And also backup him vocally, even when it sounds he makes up for, you know, he vamps, you know, he does songs so he has his own version of songs.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful.
He does covers of like 60 soul songs.
But ones
like
you haven't heard that
bunch
often.
Bunch you've never heard of.
But are so nice to hear.
They're so
good. Some you've heard. About 30% they're iconic.
Like,
you can't help.
He does one Sam Cooke song I know, and he does another one.
A lot of
Coaster
times
song.
They're covers I've never heard.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's true with a lot of people. Not everybody, but for a lot of people. They're not there's some of those songs, and they're great too. But it really, and I loved being with you guys. If anything, I felt at times, I swear to God, I went inside my own head and went, you're doing what you hate when other people do. You're talking. Like, I like that you guys were really into the show. Like, you all soaked it in. You knew that just because it's free and just because it's, doesn't mean if you paid $85 to watch somebody give 100% like he gives with the band. That
he dances in the crowd.
He gives 100%. He is into it. And that band is tight as fuck. And they're great, and they sound great, and the backup singers are fucking amazing, and it's clean, and it's tight, and it's fucking all there.
The band leader helped write songs with Brian Wilson at some point. Like,
that's great.
I don't know who fully takes up the band, but I think there's like a pretty big pedigree in this band.
Well, I feel like he could play at a lot of venues in LA and charge a lot of money.
Yeah.
And yet he's like, nah, I want to do a free show for people who can come to the Grove and just sit.
It's and he great. Travels around it's a fantastic. Bit. And like, if you are a SpongeBob fan, it sounds like SpongeBob singing, which is like its own like crazy
he's singing
thing.
You, it's you a, said, yeah. I think Jack's quote of the night was like, SpongeBob, but plus 40 years and he's a smoker now.
That's
he in just the nicest works, way. Of
yeah,
the
yeah,
sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He works his, I mean, he really fucking just gets into it, and it's very enjoyable. I did like, though, that even before the end of the night, which I think is a sign of respect, they did lower the lights in the crowd. I thought, you know what, I didn't expect it, I wasn't ready for it, but when they did, I'm like, okay, cool. And then at the end of the night, they really lowered the lights for like the last two
the
songs. Because
the gumbo shop
well, that
shut
that had a lot
down.
To do with
going
it.
Over time.
When so that went, then the sunset.
But you know what? To me, that's a lot classier. To be in this outdoor venue where there's like a, you know, a food, you're in an area that like
Dupar's
with some soul
is there, gumbo.
You got an ice cream cone, Todd?
I was so happy. I was listening to the band and eating an ice cream cone and came back to a table where everybody was turned around and watching the show and then he took a break and we came back and he
my fucking, brother got pizza, his friend got like a milkshake.
Yeah,
got
and we
beer.
Got gumbo.
Yeah, I got cornbread and yeah, I got gumbo, yeah.
And nice. I got with your brother, we got a catfish what did we get? We got sandwiches. We got he got a
you
cat,
got po' boys.
He got po' boy and I got a catfish.
I didn't know they
sandwich.
Even had catfish po' boys. No,
oh yeah, they had gator
po'
boys. They got frogs.
Let's not promote.
It was like full like.
Let's not promote this type of behavior. It's only sick people. I'm kidding. I'm gonna.
And then afterwards, we went to Cantor's, famous deli.
Yeah, but I want to say the one thing I wish, and I want you to be honest. I don't want you. You're gonna get it. Like I think I just really sung his praises. That you'll know, even if I'm wrong, it does not come from anything.
Yeah,
but. I don't know who would have to buy it. It's obviously not a money thing. To up the speakers and the amp. Like, it's a simple amp, and you don't need a lot. You get I know in this studio what you can get out of, but I feel like when they're having trouble with it like that, like, he deserves better than that. Like, if it's the Grove, buy it, or has he ever thought about it? Because when it was not in the beginning, when it was not coming out...
Yeah, they're getting a lot of feedback.
That happened one other time when I was there. And I thought it would still be great because he won't have it be any other way. But it was significantly different when they finally figured it out.
Yeah. I think it was the first show back at the Grove. I think it was the initial show back. So I think and it's for like a year and a half.
But then I looked at those speakers and I go, come on, how can it not be worth just whatever they are, $1,000 each?
Not even.
That's what I'm saying. Like even if you go, no, that's of course. Because it would just clean it and crisp it up a little bit more. It's already amazing. And I thought it has nothing to do with money, obviously. And I was just curious to the answer of that because it seems like out of respect to him because it's like this show that obviously I just spoke very highly of. And it brings me great joy to watch him perform. And I soak it in like I'm paying a high ticket price because he wouldn't disappoint me if you go, oh, there's a place. I always try to paint it like this. Oh, if you're in New York, you got to go to the underground, blah, blah, blah. There's a guy down there. His name's Tom Kenny. I think tickets are like $60, but tell me, you're not going to be disappointed. Yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. He has like an 11-piece band.
Does a costume change?
Yeah. You're go downstairs. It's $65-$70 a ticket. Holds 100 people. You would not leave disappointed. So treat it like that, even though you're at a Grove and you're not paying a thing for it. So
I also...
Yes. You've gone once before. I've gone once before. First time I went, all the other SpongeBob voice actors showed up.
Really?
The time we went recently, it was Rex Kwando was there. Dan Harmon was there the first time. People come out to watch Tom Kenny. It's cool.
It's great. It's a good loving atmosphere.
He goes out into the audience and he talks to people during
people are dancing. This old 90-year-old guy named Art's up there just dancing the entire like 3-hour show.
Fun to watch.
Even me, I was watching somebody out there dancing, and I don't know why I had to say this to myself, and I repeated it, I think, to somebody else that night. You know, whatever years ago, I would have made fun of that guy, and I really would have, and I would have been mean-spirited, and I wouldn't have. But now I think, good for you, being able to go out there and dance around and just be in your own little world and just but loving the show. And I was like, just there were a few people like that, and I thought it was a good energy of a lot of different types of people, everybody really getting along very well with a lot of love and...
I think that's what happens when you do a free show, too, because you get all types of people from all different walks of life the girl just there because
I think it's
free.
L.A. too. That we're in a melting pot, and that's the good part of
Friday
it.
Friday night, free show.
Yeah, when people go, how would it work if we all melted together? I go to the Grove. It seems to be working beautifully. Go to the farmer's market. I mean, I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not a delusional fuck. But what I mean is, to me, there is a peacefulness when you see a lot of people that seem that is a place where they can be comfortable with who they are outside of the norm of maybe going to a mall in the suburbs.
Absolutely.
And everybody seems to, and I like it. I like the vibe of it. I think it's got a good energy. And then he's performing in the midst of that energy. I went three times, and every time I was just like, wow, this is so much fun.
I've seen a Tom Petty cover band there, a Beatles cover band. The band I want to see that I haven't seen is called the ACBGs. I really want to. I'm so curious what they sound like. I got to see the ACBGs at some point.
Make me go to see music. And
okay.
I'll tell you what, listeners, I'm asking you a favor. If you know festivals that are in like driving distance to LA, but that are in the winter when it's not boiling hot. And if I ask, there's got to be some. You just got to keep asking.
We got to go up to San Francisco and go to Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. It's a free festival. They bring in all different kinds of music.
When is that?
And it's not going to be boiling
October.
Hot.
October. Oh, always shit. In October in the Bay in the Golden Gate Park.
I want to get like a music festival where I can bring like a little RV onto the site and sleep in the RV with like four or five people. Get a really cool RV. That way you got your base. If you don't, I don't like to go out till night, but I want a peaceful place I can hang out during the day. At night, I'll go out from dark till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
I like that. I think you can do that there. I don't think anybody would stop you.
No, you just don't do the day things. Unless there's some band playing during the day that you really want to see and you go, I'm going to go. But me, I won't. I won't enjoy anything enough during the heat that'll make me think more than the heat.
Not fun. Yeah.
In October, you should be fine. Especially in San Francisco.
And especially San Francisco.
But we're going to be good to go.
If it's free, you might as well drive up.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go?
I'm going.
If you go, me go,
October.
Jack.
What time?
Like 4 through 6.
You're going?
Oh, really? That early? Okay, I can probably go.
You're going?
I've been the last few years.
Can you park an RV there?
I think you can because they just have street parking. And like, I don't think there's anybody that's going to stop you. But it's a great, great time.
You know how some I picture a big 25 acres of grass and everyone's parking their RVs everywhere? It's not like that.
It's not quite like that, I think, because it's free. Like, everybody just comes from the city.
Right. And you see a lot of
good
music.
But you see, like, the best of the best musicians in their fields. Like,
what are some new bands that you know of that you want people to listen to?
There you go.
New bands is a hard question.
Even if it's a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old band.
I'll plug a USC band. I'll plug Truesdale. Do you know Truesdale?
They're going to play there?
No, they don't play. Should I plug people who play there?
Play where? Truesdale's good. Our friend Colton cuts their videos, and our friend Nina directs the videos.
Yeah, and I know Quinn and Georgia and Lauren, who are the faces of the band. And
wow.
They're
fantastic. And what's the name of the band?
Truesdale. TRUSDALE.
It's the main street on the USC campus, Truesdale.
We send some love their way. Of course we do. We get it. We're a hip show, the people are saying.
But there's always good stuff at Hardly Strictly.
Hell yeah, I'm in. I'll go. I'll go in Todd's RV.
Do you like Tom Jones?
Of course. I love Tom Jones.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready for Tom Jones.
Okay, here we go. Well, good evening. I only do that part. I don't do the singing part. I know, it's fun.
She's a lady.
It'd be fun to be Tom Jones even before you sing. The band's vamping. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Tom Jones.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what I'm doing. Why do I have to sit and make you watch that?
I want to.
Thank you. Right answer.
Boom. All right. We have a new sound for correct answers. It's the cymbal hit. Ding's gone. The ding is over.
The ding is over.
The new black.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to sing a song and then eat our pizza. And we talked about Tom Kenny.
Canners.
Oh, talk about Canners. It was such a good group, too.
We took two new people to Canners. Sterling Gavinsky and my brother's roommate, Chandler.
Chandler?
Chandler's brand new to L.A.
And Chris.
Who the hell's Chris? Sterling?
Sean?
No, Sean. Sean? I'm sorry, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, that's my brother. You should fucking know that.
You know what? We said such positive things about your brother while you were ordering pizza. Truth.
Oh, yeah?
We said he's that he's such a good energy.
And
he
so is endearing good. Is the word we
use. He is.
You want to be around someone like that.
He's going to be corrupted by living in this town.
No, you know what? People can actually, you know it as well as I do, people can be amazingly stay who exactly who they are. Through a lot.
He's very honest. He will never hold back. He'll be like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. And you'll be like, oh, shit.
Listen, he could watch his mouth.
That's right.
I changed my opinion. All right, so what are we gonna sing to close? How about if we let's come up with something. It's easy to come to a, you know, to end with a song. Mm-hmm. Or I know another way to end with no pressure, because I'm hungry. I'm not
she's
gonna lie.
She's my cherry pie.
No. She's that's probably lady. Not gonna
Yeah, dude, she's a lady.
What's new music?
Well, how about this? A cool version if you're happy and you know it.
Okay, thanks for me.
Thank you, Haley Spence Brown.
That's right.
Thank you, Jack Hackett.
Welcome.
And this was fun. We're going to go eat pizza. But we're going to enjoy this song with you. I promise we're going to enjoy it with you. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, picture if this was right in front of you and you're at a club. 150 people packed into a room. In a cool club. This guy comes out onto the stage. Oh, guess what? This is another loop.
Please welcome to the stage. More loops.
If you're happy and you know it. No, I'm not ending with this. We got some.
That was a fake. You fell for it.
No, we got you. How do we close? We guess we could always close with the. Tim, you got anything?
You gotta play this one.
That'll sound more real if I do this. Hold on. Tim, do you have anything?
I got something great.
Oh, that's good. All right. Thank you. Tim's going to take us out of here with the Bee Gees words. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Jack Hackett.
Thank you, Tom.
Tim Lillis, words.
Yay.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like.